بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين، محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. فما بعد، my brothers and sisters, as I mentioned to you, and we are doing this as a series, the opinion and the comment of Ibn al-Qayyim al-Jawziyyah rahmatullahi alayhi, who said that Surah Al-Fatiha is Tawbah. We looked at the ayat of Surah Al-Fatiha, the first three, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, Ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. We come to the fourth ayah, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is now mentioning His glory and majesty in a very specific sense, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Maliki yawmiddin. He is the one who is the owner of the day of judgment. He is the owner of the day of judgment. He is the ruler. He is the sovereign. He is the commander. He is the one who is the only one whose hukum will work, whose order will work. Nobody on that day will speak except by his permission. Maliki Yawmiddin. This particular introduction and mention of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with regard to the day of judgment is also so critically important, because that is a day which every single one of us will see. Whether we believe that or we don't believe that, or we accept it or we don't accept it, it doesn't matter. Because that day will happen, and that day we will see. My brothers and sisters, Maliki Yawmiddin. Now, how this ayah leads us to do tawbah is, I think, clearer than probably anything else. Because when we say this, when we recite this and we say this, that Allah is the owner of the day of judgment, Allah is the Malik of the day of judgment, then immediately we think about the fact, how does that affect me? It affects me because I am going to be there on this day. And on this day, who is the owner of the day? Who is the one who will decide what will happen on that day? Who is the one who will decide what will happen to me on that day? That one is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nobody else. Allah has no partners in that decision. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not need anyone in that decision. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who will decide. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will do whatever He wishes to do. And there is no one and nobody who can question Him about that. Maliki Yawmiddin. And therefore, when I think about that, when I mention this in my recitation, in salah, then immediately I make istighfar and tawbah. And I say, Oh Allah, do not disgrace me on that day. Oh Allah, You covered my faults in this world. You covered me up with Your mercy. You covered me up with your lihaf, with Your cover. You covered me in such a way that people saw Your cover on me and thought it was me. And they praised me and they loved me. But actually they were praising and loving Your cover. They had not seen me. Oh Allah, keep this cover today on the day of judgment. Do not expose me. Do not let people see me as I am, with all my problems and with all my mistakes and with all my faults. Let people not see that. Let them continue to see Your cover. so that on this day I am not disgraced. O Allah, save me on this day from all the sins that I committed, and forgive me not because I deserve forgiveness, but because you are the one who forgives and you like to forgive. So indulge your own like. Forgive me because you like to forgive. Not forgive me, I'm not saying forgive me because I deserve it. I'm saying forgive me because you like to forgive. Allahumma innaka afuwun tuhibbul afu fa'fu anni. O Allah, you are the forgiver. You love to forgive. So forgive me. The dua that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught to our mother, Sayyidah Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu anha. My brothers and sisters, let us ask ourselves this question and say that when I know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Malik Yawmiddin, when I know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the owner of the Day of Judgment, what have I prepared for that day? The Sahaba asked this question of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They said, Ya Rasulullah, when will the Day of Judgment come? When is the Day of Judgment? And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to them, he asked them, a Sahabi came to him and said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when is the Day of Judgment? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, what have you prepared for it? You are asking me when is the Day of Judgment, but what have you prepared for it? He said, Ya Rasulullah, I have not prepared anything for it, but I love Allah and I love His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, then on that day you will be with the ones you love. Meaning that you will be with Allah and you will be with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ka'b bin Malik radiallahu anhu said, we were never happier than we were on that day to hear that statement. And he said that, inshallah, by this statement I know that inshallah I will be with Abu Bakr and Umar radiallahu anhuma, even though my actions are not close to what they used to do. Right? Ka'b bin Malik or Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu, one of these two great Sahaba, have narrated this hadith. So the point I'm saying is here is that people ask this question, when is the Day of Judgment? A group of people came to Mr. Salam once, and along with them was a small boy. And they asked this question, this is, Ya Rasulullah, when is the Day of Judgment? Rasulullah looked at them, he pointed to the little boy and he said, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives this one a long life, then all of you would have seen the Day of Judgment before he dies. Meaning that our Day of Judgment is the day we die. Our personal Day of Judgment. What we call Qiyamah al-Sughra, the small Qiyamah. The small day of reckoning is the day when we die. Because on that day, we will know what is our fate going forward. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make that day, the day we die, which is the day we meet Allah, Jalla Jalaluhu, the best day of our lives. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant it that this day becomes absolutely the best day of our lives. The day when we will meet Him, inshallah. So Malik Yawmiddin is a constant reminder. One, that there will be a Day of Judgment, that nobody is going to escape. Everyone will be held accountable. Number two, that on that day, who is the owner? Who is the doer? Who has the power? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalla, nobody else. And the third thing is, that day is a day which will happen. ذَٰلِكَ الْيَوْمُ الْحَقِّ. It will happen. So it's a day which each one of us will face. It's a day which will happen. And it's a day in which only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will have authority. So therefore, what must you do? فَمَنْ شَاءَ اتَّخَذَ إِلَىٰ رَبِّهِ سَبِيلًا. Whoever wants, let him make a way towards Rabb. Whoever wants to succeed on that day, let him make sure that he does what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala likes and he does not do what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala dislikes. This is the essence of Islam. And this is the tawbah of Surah Al-Fatiha for this ayah, insha'Allah. That we remind ourselves and we remember, and when we remember, immediately we make istighfar and tawbah. This is the quality of the believer. He doesn't wait. He doesn't procrastinate. He doesn't say, okay, tomorrow I will make tawbah. No, right now, Malik Yawmiddin, I heard this ayah immediately. Allahumma anta rabbi la ilaha illa anta khalaqtani wa abduka wa la ahdika wa wa'adik mastata'tu. A'udhu bika min sharri ma sana'tu. Abu laka bi ni'matika 'alayya wa abu bi dhanbi faghfir li fa innahu la yaghfiru dhunuba illa anta. Sayyidul Istighfar, immediately the person will make istighfar, make tawbah and say, oh Allah, forgive me, forgive me, forgive me. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make that day the best day of our lives and to protect us as He protected us in this world and to honor us as He honored us in this world and to deliver us from all the difficulties of the Day of Judgment like He delivered us from the difficulties in this dunya and to enter us into Jannatul Firdaus ala bi ghairi hisab in the company of Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وصلى الله على نبي الكريم وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين.